Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, we're barbecue!
That's what I said. You gotta wig the game.
No, you said, oh, we're on barbecue.
We heard it.
Yay, sports.
Yay, sports.
Yeah, we get some football tonight, actually. Ranked teams playing. Central Florida and Penn State not playing each other.
Not playing each other, though.
Central Florida is at home against Florida Atlantic, and Penn State is on the road.
Fighting
in conference against Illinois,
Oh, it's just a conference game.
Yeah,
I'm happy to watch that. Friday night football, cool.
27.5 point favorites, Penn State is. So.
They got Ohio State next week, so don't look ahead. Don't look ahead.
Do they kick off at a reasonable hour?
Eight Central.
That's
so,
not bad.
That's not bad. I should be able to make that. If I don't, I'm pretty lame.
Yeah.
And I admit that.
Mr. Can't Hang.
By Friday night, I'm Mr. Can't Hang. Depending how, this is one of those situations, Todd, depending how early I start drinking.
Yeah. Because that'll go past 11 o'clock.
Yeah, because it's college football, exactly.
So what time are you starting?
And that's a task.
That's the key.
Not sure. You never know on
Friday.
I'm not
sure.
Right?
I'm not sure.
Could be 10:34. Be pre-nap?
It won't be pre-nap.
Oh, you're talking AM.
Yeah.
I have that feeling on Friday a lot, no matter even just staying at home, because I know I'm not working the next day. And once you're up for a couple hours after a nap, sorry, folks, if you don't get a chance to nap, it's still only 3. So, like, what am I going to do now? I got to do something. I got to do something here.
Well, it'll be dark, you know, early soon. So I always found
it's different.
Like, if I was going to day drink, is, you know, once it got to dark, like, okay, now I can really be one eye. You know, so now that it's getting darker earlier, you can really get it going sooner if you want
it. And if you don't have to take a nap or you don't have the opportunity to take a nap, we actually kind of envy you because then you only have one Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
If you take a nap, it ends up being like 2 Groundhog Days.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
every day.
Nobody's feeling sorry for us, but it's it definitely feels different.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's 2 Groundhog Days
every day
in one day.
You should get hobbies.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the second part of
when
the
Groundhog Day. Were we just talking
about
that?
Drinking?
That's right.
We do our hobby, whatever that may be.
I go to the crafts room for a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know, build birdhouses, you know.
Oh, man, I've been waiting for my custom order in.
I know.
That Von Miller birdhouse.
The Von Miller birdhouse. That sounds like a sex act.
That does.
Remember the Von Miller birdhouse
all
last
night.
We'll put those plans on the Pinterest page.
There you go. If you look at the point spreads in college football, 26-point favorite, 14-point favorite, 15-point favorite, 37-point favorite, 31-point favorite, 20.5-point favorite. Those are games involving the top 6 in college football, one of which playing a ranked team in Alabama.
Who's Alabama got?
They got Texas A&M.
They ain't going to lose
at
anybody.
At Alabama, 22nd
Alabama's
ranked.
Alabama's going down!
No, they're not.
Texas A&M, and they are a 26-point favorite now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Alabama's on.
Washington is a ranked team playing
Washington.
Arizona State, and
did
how much are they favored by?
17.5-point favorite. Washington is.
See one of our listeners. She had a picture up, tweeted out.
Top. No,
one of our listeners is in Boise, and was driving down the highway and took a picture of and sent it right to us. Took a picture of the Arizona State semi heading to Washington. Says Arizona State football right on the side of it.
Oh, okay.
And they were in the highway right outside of Boise.
Oh, wow. I assume they were carrying the equipment.
They do. They carry a lot of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can't take. You can't check it on the plane. That's $40 bucks each bag.
Yeah, I didn't know that they actually sent. But there is a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff
yeah.
that goes with teams every week. So there
you
are.
Bet.
It's like a concert.
Yeah, know? I guess.
Yeah. Full roadies on that one.
You can't fly all that crap.
No.
Yeah, even the pro teams do that.
Yeah, I know the pro teams do that.
They send semis full of gear. Yep,
and Craig's Hogs 30-point favorites in a conference game against Auburn.
No, the Hogs aren't.
They ain't gonna cover.
The Hogs aren't favorites.
30-point dogs.
Dogs.
Yeah. Sorry. 30-point dogs.
Oh, well, they may cover.
30-point dogs.
The Arkansas Razorbacks.
Excuse me.
That is a mean hog, by the way. You run across a Razorback in the woods. Watch yourself.
Don't take a bite.
No.
I hope this
and
doesn't.
Don't run. Don't run.
From a Razorback.
They will track you down.
So Ohio State's a 37-point favorite against Tulane as Urban Meyer returns to the sideline.
They don't have a conference game yet?
No, they play Tulane.
Tulane, really?
37-point favorite.
Yes. After three games, you've got a conference game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're the Ohio State, so just schedule how you want it.
There's not an odd number of Big Ten teams either, so explain this to me.
I can't.
Yeah. Okay, don't. I'm not asking.
They probably scheduled it a long time ago.
Yeah, I just don't understand why they have three games. Did they play a conference game yet?
Man, I'd have to think of their schedule. Yeah, did they?
They must have.
They did.
They must have.
I'm looking at it here.
Yeah, they
must have, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they played Rutgers already.
There we go.
That's right.
Yeah, they played Rutgers.
That's why Tulane's on the slaughter schedule.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice. Yeah.
I assume they haven't played an away game yet.
No, no, they probably.
Well, they played a neutral site game at the Jerry Dome.
Yeah. Okay,
against
that's right.
TCU. Yeah.
But
last week,
most of your powerhouse teams start out three home games in a row.
Yeah, and the Wall Street Journal is reporting, and I hope this doesn't go away because the way Ohio State has handled this Urban Meyer thing is faulty at best.
Oh my God, it's horrible
at best. The story around the deleted text messages from Urban Meyer's phone and the athletic director's phone, you know, everybody kind of knew about that and assumed that it was looked into exhaustively, right?
Right.
Like that the investigators really, really dug into why they did that. The Wall Street Journal reports that, no, they never even looked for these things. They did nothing. It's almost negligence, it seems like. I mean, like, you read this story about what they really did when they were looking into these deleted text messages.
Yeah, well, it's the Midwest family values. If you ignore it, it'll just go away.
Go away.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's just sexual abuse. That's all it is.
Just this one was domestic violence.
Against a woman.
Yeah.
Against a woman.
It's not our problem. It's their problem.
Now, the guy that took over as head coach makes about an extra $500,000, by the way, for his extra duties.
You said duties.
I did.
Just for those three games?
Just for those three games. $487,000 bonus, so that puts his yearly compensation up to $1.5 million this year.
It's not a business. It's not a business.
Wow.
Yep. And, of course, Urban Meyer lost almost $600,000 with his salary, with his suspension.
All right.
How is he going to eat?
I don't know.
And they should have just taken all of that they took from Herb and given it to that guy.
Probably how they did it.
Whatever they said,
he
didn't make all of it.
Right.
They had to cover. I think it was what I read about $700,000 in investigative costs.
He was talking to him the whole time.
Without question.
Looks like Urban's going to have to wait a couple of weeks to get his new iPhone.
The stay in 1970 was the first Monday Night Football broadcast. Keith Jackson, Howard Cosell, Dandy Don Meredith
Dandy
on the call.
Dandy Don, that was great. If you were old enough to hear those guys, they were great.
It's when this, it started really. It was a big part of the rise of National Football League,
oh
really.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Nationally.
Huge. I don't remember Keith Jackson. I remember.
Well, that's pretty young. We were toddlers. We were stealing stuff out of machines then.
Yeah, when we were young, it was Gifford.
Gifford was in there. Yeah,
was the play-by-play guy. Then Dandy Don and Howard Cosell.
That's right.
It was
Gifford,
the analyst.
That's funny that Howard Cosell was an analyst.
Keith Jackson must have only been there a year. Gifford had to take over the next year, didn't he?
I don't think he was there long.
Sure. Yeah.
And you remember the first two? Or remember hearing of the first two teams that were on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Jets.
Here's a hint. It's they played last night.
Jets and Browns.
Jets Browns.
There you go.
Good hint.
Jets. Thanks. And the Browns. Think of this. The Browns last night at home were a home favorite for the first time since 2015.
Really?
First time as a home favorite since 2015.
Now, the last game they won, did they win that at home?
Last game they won was 635 days ago, and I think that was at home.
It was like Christmas Eve day or somewhere.
Was a Christmas Eve game.
Yeah.
Last primetime win came in 2014.
Well, they weren't on primetime.
That's the main reason why. They haven't had a lot of chances.
Well, there's a lot more primetime games now.
They won. Yeah. By the way, you have just two.
He did. Baker
Browns
Mayfield
won.
Looked pretty damn good.
He did. He came in the second half. Tyrod Taylor was concussed, they said. Mm-hmm. So free Bud Light bottles to people last night in Cleveland.
But we got to watch the tape to decide who's going to start next
That's
week.
The next page on my thing here.
Come on.
Hugh Jackson, the coach of the Browns, when asked what's going to happen, said he needs to watch the tape before deciding on the starting quarterback.
Right. I'm going to drink
four.
A lot of Bud Light tonight. Right. That's what he said.
And the rest of Cleveland went, BS.
Yeah.
Start Baker.
Anybody watching the game, I mean, there was just something that happened when Baker Mayfield came in.
I wasn't watching.
Yes, there was.
It was very, very obvious.
He obviously has a presence.
Yes.
And throws lasers.
Man, he...
I was impressed. Kids, Baker anymore.
Good. Yeah.
There should be a bunch
more,
of... New,
more people now.
A bunch of kids, unfortunate kids, going to be named Baker being born in Cleveland coming up.
Yeah.
Why'd you name me Baker?
Probably born about 9 months from now.
Exactly.
Now, Myles Garrett, you familiar with who that is for the Browns? He was a former, I think, a number one pick.
Got
He's
it.
A big D-end. He's
Got
the big... I mean, his
big
guy's
boy.
A future like defensive player of the year. Well, somebody tweeted, the sports quotient, whatever that is, tweeted yesterday this picture. This is Myles Garrett with a high school team.
His shirt's off, too, yeah.
Right?
But yeah, just working out with him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the high school team that he was on in 2013. This is a picture from 2013.
Oh, let me see.
And they put it out there with the...
Put the picture out, Puss.
Yeah, I sent Puss a link to it. I don't know if you
got
that email yet.
This is when he was in high school.
This is, yes, and they put it out there with the statement that said, one of these guys was drafted number one.
I love it because the rest of the dudes look like high school kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little small chubby guards and stuff like that.
Literally a man among boys.
A man among boys. Yeah. I mean, it looked like.
And like his shirt's off, he's ripped. That's a great photo.
It looks like he was just there yesterday or something. You know what I'm saying? Like he just stopped by practice as an NFL Brown. But no, that's what he looked like in high school.
They couldn't find a chubby little white kid in front of him and that guy. I love that picture. I love that. Because that's a high school football player in front of him. The other guys are man. That's a crazy photo. It's crazy.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. And Isaiah Crowell, former Brown, last night when he scored his second touchdown of the night, made it clear to everybody that it was touchdown number two. As he took the ball and
wiped
did some
ass.
Wiping action with
I
it.
I saw that.
Threw it into the crowd.
I tuned in just in time to see that.
And they threw the flag. I said, okay, now they're going to kick off. It's just stupid. You dumbass.
I thought it was really funny.
Don't wipe your ass with the ball.
I thought that was pretty good.
But you know, it was Buck, and he didn't go crazy on it. He just said that'll get you a penalty every time. He moved on because he knew better than to go off. That
go
was
back
disgusting.
Into the Randy Moss thing.
When they came back, he said something about Crowell's stupid penalty.
Earlier. But he didn't say it was disgusted. There are kids watching.
No, he didn't go Randy Moss.
Yeah, the Randy Moss thing ruined him for a long time. Still does. We still bring it up.
So judgmentally brutal.
Yeah.
Do you think in the Nomad games? Somebody tries to show somebody up by wiping his ass with the goat carcass.
You can only.
How's that feel, Puss? You got to wipe your ass with the goat carcass.
No goats.
Okay.
No goats. Damn.
None.
Other headline games in the NFL this weekend. I think three best games: Saints, Falcons. Couple 1-1 teams. Falcons at home and a favorite. And then one. Here we go. One of only three games in the afternoon. One of only three games in the afternoon.
Already started.
One of only
already
three
started
games
up. I hate that.
Afternoon. I hate that so much. The Clippers and Rams, LAC at LAR.
I'm for your boys this weekend. You better kick the Ravens' ass, Petey.
Yeah, and they're 5-point dogs on that one.
It's in Baltimore,
In Baltimore. It's supposed to rain.
Is it?
Yeah. And then the Sunday night football is the Cheaters at the Lions. So you get Belichick against one of his former cronies and Matt Patricia, Mr. Number Two
That's
Pencil.
That's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Cheaters a 7.5-point favorite, and Belichick usually does pretty good against his former guys.
You can tell Belichick taught him how to dress.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Belichick actually looks like a Tom Landry.
Compared to
Patricia.
Backwards hat.
And the Lions have looked bad
so far. And then that Viking point spread still holding strong at 17 points against the Bills.
I'm going to take them.
In your survivor effort?
Just might as well get them out of the way.
Yeah, because there's no point spread involved in your survivor game.
Just a winner. Just I'm 2-0.
Pick a winner.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win by 17.
Doesn't matter.
I bet they will.
Win, baby, win.
I'd stay away from
spread. Doesn't matter in football unless you're betting. Otherwise, we don't care.
Spread doesn't matter.
No, I know that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to my
That's
team.
A fact.
You know,
yeah, hell yeah.
Nobody's ranking your team the next day and say how bad you beat them. We all watch college games and want our team to win by so many points because somebody's
going to
stupid vote, right?
Yeah, you don't end Sunday going, my team won, but they didn't cover.
Right.
Yeah, in the NFL, if you sneak into the playoffs at 9-7 and it's because you won two games by 2 points, you don't really. Yeah, it doesn't
matter. Well, if you're a degenerate gambler.
But if you're not gambling, you don't say that.
Right.
You often lament that.
Monday Night Football pregame should be fun. We'll get another chance to set that up Monday. But Stormy Daniels claimed she was terrified at Big Ben's presence.
Yeah, I haven't played this in a while, and I like this song. Makes the Stormy Daniels stuff even sexier.
Yeah,
you
nope.
Were the sunshine, baby.
I think Roethlisberger was singing this to her, right?
Yeah, and it was not in a dark bathroom, though, so it was unsuccessful.
This is the night after she banged Trump, too, right?
Yes. Allegedly,
at a golf course in 06, 07, somewhere.
This is 06, allegedly, and Trump asked Big Ben to walk her back to her room. When, when they got there, she says that he asked for a good night kiss, girl. Yeah. She said no. He said, come on.
Hold it. So
she went in her room.
So was there a shower afterwards?
For?
Because I'm not kissing Stormy when she leaves Trump's room.
No, no, no. This was the next day or
got
something
it. So
like
she
that.
Washed her
they
face
had been
off.
Around each other.
Got
correct.
It.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't have Trump all over her.
You
yet.
Would expect she'd probably been doing nothing but showering since that experience.
Getting the toadstool off.
Yeah. So it's funny to picture.
Oh, yeah. She took the bottle brush.
Yeah, he's 6'5". He's pretty looming dude.
Oh, big dude,
and this is back when he liked women too much.
Yeah,
in,
this
in
was
the mid-2000s.
Before the
not
other,
defending Roethlisberger, by the way. He's a dumbass. Was a dumbass back then. Yeah, yeah,
this and we brought it up earlier, and for the record, Tyler did not immediately defend Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, back then, no, didn't. I was depressed.
No, even in this instance.
Oh, no, hell no.
In the conversation a couple hours ago, he didn't immediately defend Ben Roethlisberger.
Nope.
White horse lying.
Yep. Never said that.
Think of an NFL quarterback like Big Ben. So she gets into her hotel room.
Right.
And he just stays out there, at least according to her, and keeps knocking like, please, please, please.
She probably thinks she's going to say yes. Please, like, please, why aren't please, you sleeping with me? You're please, a porn please, star,
please,
right?
Please, yeah. Please,
porn
please,
stars
please,
can
please.
Say no, too. But apparently she I mean, Ben might not be Tom Brady, but you're still going to bang Ben before Trump.
You would think.
You would think.
Unless you already had.
Right.
And you were just disgusted with yourself.
That's
and
true.
You didn't want nothing else up in you.
That's true.
You certainly would do that.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Yeah, but she can't write a book about banging Ben Roethlisberger. It's not going to make as much money as what she went through.
Well, once he became president,
yeah.
I mean, you're right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
She knew that Trump would be president one day.
But he's probably not sporting.
Roethlisberger.
What was the name of what Trump's junk look like?
Well, not Toad.
Mr. Toad.
Okay.
Yahoo!
Toad.
You know, Roethlisberger's got more than Toad hanging down there. You know he does.
Now, Big Ben,
he does.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Big Ben had more success in 2008 at Lake Tahoe. That's when he got himself in some trouble. And it wasn't with Stormy.
No, no.
So more success in a bad way, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that during the...
Tahoe was the one he banged, and she was pissed off he never called her. The other one, the bathroom one, I think he was a bad guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The dark bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the celebrity tournament at Edgewood.
Nino Brown addressed the media yesterday about why he wasn't at camp or wasn't at practice Monday, and breaking news: Nino Brown hates losing.
Yeah,
I mean that's why.
Yeah.
Personal thing. He's been disciplined internally, which sounds gross. Now,
well, because we made it sound that
way.
Who's our favorite football team playing this weekend?
Huh? Oh, did I? I did skip that.
You did skip that, right?
Yeah, man,
college
I had it
game.
All written down. I just got so tired of talking about college.
Give me the team they're playing first.
Well, East Tennessee State is hosting. Man, 0-2.
Where is that game?
East Tennessee State is hosting. Man,
I don't care if nobody thinks that's funny. We
do.
Yes. I don't care.
Sorry, I spaced that one. I had it all set up.
That's
fine. I specifically looked up who. Men was playing. Son of a. You know, every time I see that Nike commercial, I just want to burn social media.
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Which Nike?
It's on
NFL
Network.
Still on.
I have.
Yeah.
It's a really good commercial. It's a great commercial,
yes.
And why not dream big? I mean, what the hell, man? So TMZ Sports caught up with Kaepernick's attorney, who interestingly said, stay tuned, that there next week could be some news. Now, when pushed for a little more information, he intimated at the fact that if Al Davis was still alive, he'd probably be a Raider. And then he also intimated at Bob Kraft. So people are kind of connecting these dots that maybe the Raiders or the Patriots might take some time with Colin Kaepernick.
Do the Patriots need a backup?
No, they got Brian Hoyer, who knows their system, but maybe they want to put him out there as an athlete. They need an athlete right now.
I hope he gets back in the league just to see the dick his head explode, man.
Yeah.
There you go. And John, especially the Ditka's head explode when he's on their team.
Right.
You know?
Well,
you,
the Patriots. That would
you
be great.
Really can't argue with the fact that Colin Kaepernick should at the very least be a backup.
Oh, he's always he's easily. He could
Come
be a
on.
Starter. He still could be a starter.
He, you can't tell me he's not one of the 64 best quarterbacks in the around.
We all know why he's
Come
not
on.
There. We all know why he's not there.
Oh, Robert Kraft's going to be taking a few calls. From a few high-ranking Ditkas.
Oh, yeah.
If that
Listen,
happens.
I heard you're thinking about signing at Colin Kaepernick.
Because Kraft hangs around with Trump, right?
Nah.
He does, yeah.
Shall we get some tea and crumpets and discuss?
That'd be Trump telling him.
Maybe we could.
Fire you, sumbitch!
And John Gruden still thinks he needs a pass rusher.
I wonder where he had one. Yeah. They had one there.
What time we had here?
Game changer they had, actually.
Did I see the quote? Did he actually say, you know, it's really hard to find pass
rushers?
He
did.
Yep. It's hard to find a great one. It's hard to find a good one.
So when you have,
is he
you
that oblivious?
You don't let him go. Yeah. When you got one, you don't let him go.
He blames college football, which is kind of a fair point, because college football has changed so much. There are no more pass rushers
He's
in college
right.
football.
He's
They're
right.
They've all got to guard the spread. You
That's
know?
Sure.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
There's no dropbacks.
There's guys who know how to defend the run-pass option.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. And the spread. Did you see this story about FanDuel listing a bunk? It was a glitch. They listed a spread live betting-wise.
Talked about it a couple days ago real early in the show, but they finally did the right thing.
Yeah, so
they settled with this guy?
Yeah, they paid. They didn't settle. They paid him out.
Yeah, they paid out an incorrect odds bet, really, that 12 people jumped on. Now, so live gambling is huge overseas, 90%. Of wagers on football,
yep.
Apparently is action that's in-game.
You mean in football.
This is coming to the United States now, especially as sports gambling is going to be legalized.
Oh, yeah.
Or
betting,
is legalized.
I think betting inside game would be the best.
It's great.
It'd be fun. Okay.
It's great.
Sounds
well, it
like,
is. It's great.
Like fun, right?
You know, what's the second half line? What's you know, right. Where are they at to win now? All these things. So the Broncos, who were driving against the Raiders, were accidentally, FanDuel says, listed at 750-1 to win the game. So some people started dropping $110 bets on that. So because if that
Hello?
Comes through,
yeah. You play to win the game.
That's an $82,000 take.
Yes, it was.
Now what they actually should have been listed at was -600. So that means you should have had to bet $600 to win $100 for them to win.
They screwed up. They were offering him a bunch of tickets. He said no.
They were offering $500 in skybox seats for three Giants games, and this guy was like, "That's not enough." And they're like, "Nope, we don't pay on erroneous listed odds."
They got hammered.
New Jersey Gaming Commission got involved, actually, and then now the FanDuel COO has said, "Yeah, we're going to pay everybody out whatever the odds said they should have been paid at the time."
You're better
I bet
off.
You somebody got fired as a result of this.
Something happened.
But you had to pay it out for public, just for goodwill. You had to pay that out.
Yeah,
$82,000 is nothing to FanDuel.
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all. There we go. $82,000.
Good. Stand your ground. I think they screwed up. It's your fault, not mine.
Yeah, why is that? I mean, he took advantage of something that was apparently 12 seconds was all that those odds were listed at.
And the ticket probably came out. And he had
it. Boom, 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 boom. Yep.
Had the ticket.
You know, that means that guy is on that website all the time.
Yes. He saw it.
If he had a 12-second window.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Like, Do I do it?
Oh, go.
What do they know? And I got to ask, is he back?
Who?
Tiger is tied for the lead at the Tour Championship. Is he back?
Oh, God.
Just in time for the Ryder Cup, though. I mean, he is. Yeah. He's tied for the lead with Ricky Fowler, Justin Rose, Gary Woodland, Rory Finau, Justin Thomas right behind him. I mean, a year ago at this time, we wondered if he would ever actually make a cut again.
Of course he's a good golfer again, but when he wins a major, then I'll care, you know?
I just think it's an amazing story of human triumph.
Oh, yeah,
the fact
good.
That he grinded through
good.
All that, and
he's
now
very
he
good.
He's leading
very good.
At the Tour Championship.
And I root for him during the
Ryder Cup next
Ryder
week.
Ryder Cup, I'll root for
good.
Him too, yeah.
So just a regular tournament means nothing to you?
Not me, no.
No.
Not to him either.
What if he were to win five of them?
That's fine. He won
a bunch. He wants majors.
He wants majors.
He wants majors.
And they all want majors. He wants to catch Jack. What is that? How many more to catch Jack?
Four to tie.
Yeah. All right. You mean
four to tie.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.